Happy New Year! Welcome to 2022, sister! I don't know what 2021 looked like for you, but I pray that this year you are just leaning in, following God's lead, trusting Him, giving everything over to Him, laying everything at His feet, and being obedient. You know, so today we are going to be diving into, you know, what it means to choose a word for the year. Do you need one? Why would you have one? And bonus, I'm going to give you a free workshop for those of you who want to choose a word, but don't even know where to start. So grab your Bible, grab your notebook, and grab a pen. And if you're like me, you probably want a coffee, green tea, whatever. Whatever's going to boost your energy levels and get you pumped up. Let's go.
You're now listening to Her Renewed Strength, the podcast, a place where you, my sisters in Christ, are encouraged to walk by faith and equipped to live well, steward well, and set your minds on eternity. I'm your host, Erica Diaz Castro, your Jesus-loving Puerto Rican life coach. If you're tired of living a life burdened by anxiety, burnout, or overwhelm, if you're ready to do more of what you love, create more space for the things and people that matter most, and better steward the gifts and resources God graced you with, if you want coaching, encouragement, fellowship, and just a friend to help you shift your perspective from the temporal to the eternal, you're in the right place. Grab a coffee, journal, and a pen. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to the party, and let's dig into today's episode.
So, sister girl, I don't know if you've considered choosing a word for the year, but here are some reasons why you might consider choosing a word for the year. The first reason is that you want to be intentional about the decisions you're making, about the moves you're making, who you're in relationship with, what you're investing in, and a word for the year is a really easy way to kind of ensure that the things that you're doing align with this greater theme. So for example, if your word for the year is intentional, maybe every time you make a decision or every time you're preparing to make a decision, you're considering how to be more intentional about it. You're just reminded, right, that if your word for the year is to be intentional, then to be in integrity with that, you would stop and consider the why behind the thing. I hope you're doing that, whether your word is intentional or not. Another reason you might consider a word for the year is because it's less overwhelming than setting a resolution, or maybe you haven't mastered seeing through goals. So doing smaller things like taking baby steps that align with a particular word, let's just say, or a phrase, are less overwhelming for you, okay? This is something that I've considered for myself, you know, is it too much to completely land on a resolution, or, you know, is it easier just to kind of have this word as like a guiding principle? So just some considerations. Why else might you think that a word for the year is right for you? It might be something that the Lord is showing you. And in all honesty, if that is the case, my hope would be that you are looking for more of that. You're seeking the Lord more on that particular thing. And, you know, you're in the Word and you're in relationships and you're in conversations that are going to help you to better navigate that word or that phrase in mind. So, three things. If it's easier to just focus on a word, this might be good for you. If New Year's resolutions are too much, they're overwhelming, they're daunting, they're intimidating, this might be good for you. And if the Lord has been showing you something and this is your way of just having that in mind as you're navigating whatever that means, then this might be for you. Now, the last three words that I chose, well, this is my third year choosing a word. So the last two words that I've chosen were freedom and surrender. When I chose freedom, I was thinking financial freedom. And it was the year after I started my business formally as an LLC. And it was also a year that I had plans to do, you know, quote unquote, big things. It was also 2020, so haha, gotcha, right? What ended up happening was that I actually went further into debt. I ended up becoming free of addiction. Praise God. I'm officially 2 years and like 2 months free of substance abuse. Hey. And I ended a relationship with a friend who had been my friend for over a decade, like 15 years. But it was something, a relationship, a friendship that, you know, it had ran its course, but I was holding on and God kept showing me, you gotta let go, girl. So I did. And when I did, a lot of doors opened up. A lot of new relationships came out of the obedience to God. And when I say a lot of new relationships, I really mean like two. But they're rooted in our love for the Lord. And our Christian walk is what kind of got us to become closer friends. And it's been really beautiful. So that was freedom. 2021, I chose surrender. And the reason I chose surrender was because I knew that I'd be walking through a tough season. I was at the time like 7 months pregnant. I knew that I was going to have to go through chemo. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. So in my way of doing things versus God's way of doing things, I knew I needed to just give it to him. So I chose surrender. And every time I was resisting something or every time that I was navigating something unexpected, I was reminded of that. And I was reminded to just give it to him. But there was some actions that I needed to take as well. So that's something that I'll talk about later. And then this year, my word is serve. What I hope and what I pray comes out of having this as my word for the year is that in everything that I do, in everything that I am considering, I'm remembering that I'm here to serve God and that he's using me to serve my family, my friends, and ultimately the body of Christ to build his kingdom, okay? So if you don't have your word, if you don't know if you want a word, but you want to think about it and you want to maybe consider how to land on one, or if you do want a word and you haven't, you know, you just don't know where to start or whatever, this is for you. We're about to dig into a quick workshop that I pray blesses you, that I pray helps you have just more clarity and confidence in navigating this particular thing. And I just really pray that you would turn to the Lord and turn everything over to the Lord as you are walking through some of the prompts that I offer you. And ultimately, when you walk away from this episode, that you would let him lead you. Okay? In the name of Jesus. Amen, sister. We're going to run through the ARC method. And this is a three-step method I created to better serve my clients so that you can be productive, so you can be less overwhelmed, so that when you're doing the things you're doing, there's not this overwhelm or this, you know, kind of brain fog or freezing that happens because you don't know where to go and you don't know what to do. This is very clear. It's very simple. And it's very much a doable thing. Okay. It might not all be happening at the same time. It might not all happen, you know, one right after the other. And I'll give you a little more context about that, but three steps to help you identify your word. And this ARC method you can apply to really anything that you're pursuing. All right. Okay, quick break. Here is a short message from our sponsor / podcast producer. Have you been dreaming of launching your own podcast, but you don't know how and where to start? It's too much. It's overwhelming. Trust me, I get it. Let Jor's Joy Podcast Production and Management Services help you effortlessly launch, syndicate, and grow your podcast. Message Jor's Joy at facebook.com/ Jor's Joy. And guess what? The link is in the show notes. All right, back to the show. So if you have your journal or a notebook, write down three steps, ARC, ARC, like an archangel. The first step is to assess. The second step is to release. And the third step is create. Now, a couple of things I want to offer you on each particular step. In step one, When it comes to selecting a word for the year, I want you to consider what God has been showing you and what he's been leading you through. Look back at these last few months, at the last 6 months, at the last year. What are the things that he walked you through? Where were you resisting? Where were you leaning in? And just really sit with that. Okay. It might take a little while for you to think about these things and to just meditate on them and ponder what's been going on. I know a few people who have a hard time remembering things because maybe that's how your brain works to protect you if you've gone through some hard things. So if it helps, maybe checking in with people you do life with and just having that opportunity to recall events and talk through the things that you've gone through, it might be helpful. Okay, so that's assess. And I know that from personal experience, it can be a little more challenging to be objective when you're looking at yourself and doing a self-assessment. So because of that, I also encourage you to get with the people you do life with and just see if maybe they can identify specific times when you really leaned into the Lord or times when you appear to be resisting. And try not to take it personal. It's not, you know, it's if you're asking for feedback from people, observations, it's what they see. It's not, you know, calling out your character. It's not whatever we might turn it into or might be tempted to turn it into. Okay. Number two, step two is to release. Now, in the past, I've taught this in a really specific way. And in the past, I was really trying to appeal to everyone, non-Christians included. I'm not about that anymore. I'm so sorry that I ever did that. I am definitely moving away from trying to be palatable for everyone and really just speaking to my sisters in Christ or those of you who want to know Christ, who maybe are interested or intrigued and, you know, you have questions. This Christian walk is not easy, all right? And so what I want you to do is, number one, pray about it. Ask God to help you see. Ask him for wisdom, for discernment, for just understanding. And ask him to help you see where you have been resistant to him, where you have been anxious or worried and you didn't trust him, and release that. Release that resistance, release that angst, release that worry or that fear, that distrust that you have, and just give it to God. Lay it at his feet. Release the relationships that are tempting you to walk further away from Christ. Release the habits that you have that are just not aligning with who God is calling you to be, who you are in Christ. And definitely release the lies and the beliefs that you have that simply don't line up with the Bible. Now, one of the things that I didn't mention in step one that I do want to mention in step two is that when you're considering whether or not you should release something, you want to pull out your Bible. All right. And if you're not in the habit of doing this, I want to encourage you to get in the habit of doing this. Whatever beliefs you have, whatever you have going on in your life, line it up to scripture and see if it actually looks like what scripture says. So one of the ways to do this is, let's just say you want to become a better mom. Let's just say, maybe you're not a mom. Maybe you want to just be, you know, a woman of God. Where would you find what a woman of God looks like? And how would you compare that to how you're living? Well, in the Bible, there are a couple of places where the role of women and, you know, the character and the habits of women are really, you know, detailed. And a couple places that I'll point you to are in Proverbs 31, very popular. There's, you know, a lot of references to the Proverbs 31 woman. And another place that I want to point you to is Titus chapter 2. I personally really like Titus chapter 2 because in my own walk with the Lord, he's showing me how I can be a better mentor and a better leader. So if that resonates with you, this is definitely something that you want to check out for yourself. But Titus chapter 2 is a really great place to be. And then of course, the Proverbs 31 reference is also very helpful. Okay, so if it doesn't line up with scripture, if what you're thinking about yourself, if what you're pursuing doesn't look like what the Lord is showing us in the word, then release it. Okay. Step three, to create. And before I dig into this, I'm going to give you a very clear disclaimer. When I say create, I'm not saying co-create with God. I'm not inviting you to manifest. I'm not saying that you need to act in your own strength. What I'm saying is that this create, this step, is where new habits, new beliefs, new pursuits, etc., can be created. I believe God is the creator. Okay, he's the creator of heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 1 is all about all the ways he creates. And, you know, throughout the word, we see more and more illustrations of how creative he is, what he does in our lives. Okay, nothing is created that wasn't created through him. If you turn to the book of John, the Gospel of John, I think that's like right there in chapter 1. I'm going to read it. The word became flesh. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Nothing was made that has been made. So when you consider step 3, remember that God is the creator. And after you release all the things that are at odds with God, what you're doing is creating space in your own mind, in your own heart, in your own spirit, in your life, so that he can open the doors, he can close the doors, he can lead us, he can, you know, he knows what we need and what we should be leaning into and what we should be focusing on. And he will create for us. We're not co-creating with God because we are not God, okay? He will use us if we allow him to use us. If we aren't resisting and we aren't saying no and choosing our own flesh, we will absolutely be honoring to him in how we live our life when we're obedient. So pray. Ask for wisdom. Ask for discernment. James chapter 1, verse 5. Okay? He gives it generously. You can try to do the creating, or you can surrender to God and let him do the creating to produce in you what he will and wants. And spend time in his word. Seek him. All right? Again, line everything up to scripture. If it doesn't match, it doesn't match. Okay? So when it comes to create, if God is leading you to maybe start a business or maybe connect with someone you haven't connected with, maybe you're supposed to be networking more, maybe you're supposed to be spending more time doing something specific or investing in something very particular, whatever it is, assessing, releasing, and then creating, you know, allowing him to be the creator and create you, creating that space and being obedient and walking in obedience to where he leads you is really going to help you land on a word of the year. And a couple things I want to just leave you with. If you are seeing things repetitively pop up, for example, let's say you see a verse. You know, you take notice of a verse. It shows up over and over and over again. Dig into it. Spend time in his word. Understand it. Understand what was happening, you know, culturally at that time. Understand that verse in its context. Or if you're seeing a particular theme come up, maybe it's that there's healing happening. Maybe that, you know, there's some sort of reconciliation that is happening, or the theme of forgiveness coming up, you know, pay attention to these things and seek him on these things, because these are very clear signs from the Lord that there's something that he would have you focus on. And if you are indeed going to pick a word for the year, my prayer is that you would be seeking God on this before you land on something, because of course we want our lives to be pleasing unto him, to honor him and to glorify him. So anything that we choose and anything that we do is either going to move us closer to him or put us, you know, put more distance between us and him. I hope this is helpful. My prayer is that you are encouraged and that you are laser focused. Now, I am excited to share something with you, something that the Lord has used me to prepare and to share with you. It's been years in the making. Girl, you don't even know, but I'm very grateful to be able to share that your pursuit of fitness which is an all-in-one wellness solution for the busy, overwhelmed woman, is available. You can head to herrenewedstrength.com and click on courses to get access. If you are already part of my email list, the Renovada email list, then you probably already saw the $100 off code. Go get it. But if you're not on the, if you're not receiving the newsletter, it's the Renovada newsletter. Just this year is when I'm starting to call it that. So welcome. I would love to have you. You can join the newsletter and get a $50 off gift discount code. So go to herrenewedstrength.com and scroll down to where you see your pursuit of fitness, get $50 off, and you'll get it emailed over to you. So this is definitely something for the woman who wants to take care of her mind, her body, and her spirit. I offer 3 months of workouts, nutrition, you're getting recipes, how-tos, you know, bulk meal prepping, specific recipes, and then life coaching, you know, setting the right goals, the importance of community, you know, the proper taking care of yourself, rest, recovery, you know, just a lot of different ways that you are holistically incorporating wellness into your life. And if you aren't already, the spiritual walk is very important. I invite you to join the community on Facebook where we do group Bible study together. This isn't a place where I'm marketing to you inside this group. It's not a place where there's like business stuff happening. You know, there's no life coaching in there. That's what the podcast is for. This is Bible study. This is getting into God's word. And we're going to be starting our group Bible study on January 17th by digging into a study called Emotions and the Heart. Group Bible study is free, girl. All you have to do is show up. So I invite you to join us on the inside of the Facebook group. You can go to herrenewedstrength.com/community. And if you are looking for an all-in-one wellness solution, if you're busy and you're overwhelmed and you don't know where to start, this is definitely for you. And it's super affordable. So go to herrenewedstrength.com, click on courses to get access, and you'll see your pursuit of fitness waiting for you, ready for you. I'm so grateful that you're here. I hope that 2022 is fantastic, that you are filled with the Lord's peace, that you are just beaming with joy that you can only find in Christ, and that if you are going through something, that you trust Him, that you lean on Him, and that you would let your sisters in Christ walk alongside you, that you would join us in Bible study, and that you would be encouraged by His word. I love you. I'm praying for you, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Hey, sister girl, if you love today's episode, the best way you can show love and support is to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other Christian women who want that same support and valuable content actually find the show. Oh, and if you're ready for more and you want to learn about free group Bible study, upcoming events, free courses, and other services, head to herrenewedstrength.com and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to become an insider. You'll get my weekly top 5, extra tips, and bonuses. I'll see you on the inside.